Good morning.
Good morning, Sha. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. We got a new baby.
Oh, awesome. I know. I've seen the email. Not the email. I think it was on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Ready.
Has arrived. I didn't get there as quickly as I should have.
Oh, my goodness.
I should have thought of that immediately. That's the easiest communication.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's what everybody looks at that. It's amazing.
Yeah, they do. Everybody except me, I go there about once every 3 months, I think.
Oh, my goodness, huh?
Yeah.
Everything went well, though, huh? Yes? I mean,
Did you see Bastions and Stacy's or both of them?
Did I what?
Did you see Vance's Facebook page, or did you see Stacy's, or both of them?
Oh, no, I didn't see anything,
but there's pictures to follow. Oh, well, there's pictures up on both of them. There's a little tiny picture on Stacy's site, and a big photo on Vance's site.
Well,
on my site, it's showing it in a locket. Like a reflection. It was clever the way she did it. But it's a full size.
Did they hate to leave?
Well, they haven't left yet.
Oh, they're still there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're still there. They don't come home until Sunday. Boy, we got a horrible echo. I'm not on speakerphone. I think I heard Betty.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
Was that Jeannie?
Yeah. It's funny. Nobody says their name anymore.
Oh, yeah, they were just saying, okay, was it, I heard Betty announced, but.
Yes, come on.
Oh, and Steve.
Sorry.
Somebody
has arrived. Good morning. Who just joined us? Good morning.
How are you?
Yes. My daughter. It's on both.
Oh.
It's on Vance's and Stacy's site. Different pictures. So
should we send them to people? You know?
No, they just go. You go there. I should have thought of that before. I was grumbling to myself about, and a couple of other people that we hadn't heard yet. It's making me uncomfortable.
What's the site?
You just go to Facebook and then put in.
What if you're not a Facebook person?
If you're not Facebook.com, then you might have to sign in. I had to look up my code because I don't use it enough to even remember it.
You have to be friends with the person.
Okay. I'll send you the link, but I think you still have to sign in to it.
I'm not signing in, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you anyway, but I'll wait.
I tried to take the picture off, and I couldn't do it,
Charlotte's just telling us that Vance's baby is on Facebook if you want to see her.
Oh, good. do. I'm going to go see a friend of mine for lunch today that has two adopted babies. One, I believe, is from Ethiopia.
Really?
I'm going to find out today. The other one is local here.
Just for your information, all the calls that I've recorded since the 1st of October are on Lifestyle Support, 1st of September are on lifestylesupport.org.
Wow, you are amazing.
Wow.
Gee, any of the calls to be done? I think I sent you an email, but I didn't know if you got it on.
What's that?
Can any of the calls, like, because you also do dances, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, can any of them be, like, downloaded to be burned on a CD?
Whoever's running, are you running,
I'm walking. Just got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why? Is it, you can hear my feet. That's what my sister says. I can hear your wheels hitting the pavement.
Plus, if there's wind, we get it through the phone also.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, this phone is so, picks up everything. Everything. No, can you burn the CD? Can you burn the CD from any of those calls?
You're going to have to talk to, if I can, Nancy probably remembers how to do it. I haven't done it for a while. It'll take a little bit, so why don't you,
But you can do it from, when you listen to the call, you can do it.
Yeah, yes, you
can. Okay. And who did you say Vance for?
Pardon?
Who did you say to talk to?
Oh, Nancy probably remembers how to do it faster. I mean, I can probably find it, but.
And can you send him some money to do, if you're going to be doing it?
I can send you.
Excuse me?
I can send you instructions. Just send me an email.
Okay.
All
right, Steve. Thanks. This is Dottie, by the way.
Didn't I send you instructions about 2 days ago?
No. I didn't get them yet.
I'll check again. Maybe it's sitting in my inbox. I did send you after you'd sent the request.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. Did you make the chicken seasoning yet?
No.
Oh. All right.
Is anybody on their computer right now?
No.
I'm curious.
Talk about computer things, but this has nothing to do with computer, but I was talking to David Stokes yesterday, and he was telling me about the wife that was
Mary Lou
has arrived.
He says it's like a lamp.
It is a lamp, yeah.
Yeah, and he said that, I mean, the way that he was describing it, I was wondering whether it was like those lights that, you know, people purchase the sad, you know,
does the same thing but more.
All right, yeah.
You can go in and listen to Dennis's presentation. Steve's got it recorded. It's probably up also.
Okay, good. Excellent. I will listen to that. I haven't seen the jewelry.
Well, it was originally on Pathfinder, so he's probably got a reference with it to Pathfinders or where the Pathfinder calls are.
I have a question.
Where is it, Steve?
It'll be on the Pathfinder's link on allsworld.org when I get there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Just haven't done it yet.
That's why I brought it up. Thought you'd answer probably so.
Okay. Sorry, I got, yes. You know how the light will affect people of color?
Same way, I think. It's at the cellular level, it's because it's a lot of, let's say, a big portion of it is because, I think you said 95% of the light that's taken in is through the back of our eyes, and only 5% is taken in through our skin.
Do different color eyes react differently?
I don't know that.
Because I know, like, when you're in the sun, it's harder for black people to get enough vitamin D from the sun.
Well, it probably would be somewhat different with the structure, but the way it's dealing with the blood vessels, so
okay.
I don't know whether their blood vessels are that much different than ours.
Well, you had mentioned
or whether the coloring of it would make a difference that it's going through.
Uh-huh. You had mentioned that someone put it on their hand and felt a difference.
Well, they felt the difference. I'm not sure that it wasn't just that it was in the hand. It was in their back. Oh, that was Pat Terry,
right.
So she'll be putting back. Maybe she's got something already up on it. I'm sure she's got a Facebook site. In fact, I think I've seen it. Anyway, that would be another, I know the two links were on YouTube, and I can get that sent back out to...
I wonder if it's time limited too. You know what I mean? Is it time limited?
There's no timer on it. They're looking at putting a timer on it, but there's no timer on it now.
Right. But is it limited to so many minutes? You know how when we used to have that other I can't think of the name of it, but they had that white also.
Wave. You talking about the infrared wave?
Yeah. You know how you only could use that so many minutes at a time?
Well, I used it for a long time, so.
Yeah.
So they always say that, or usually say you get, the bulk of the effect that you're going to do at one time in X amount of minutes. I think it's just to give people a guideline also, because I know they said that when the Palm Mag came out, the original one, and people have gotten great results using it, like, overnight and things like that, too. So I don't know if they only use it less minutes, whether they would have the same result or not, but it definitely doesn't seem to be any negative in using it more. People that are talking about working under them, they've installed them where they work under them, not ours, but other ones. And the savings, they're working under them all day. So, I wouldn't be concerned about, the time frame if I needed to use it.
And you just use it like you would a regular lamp, not looking directly into the light, obviously.
You can look directly into it. He said it's bright, but it doesn't look like you're looking at a bright light bulb, but it's very bright. Brighter than a normal desk lamp would be, as far as looking at the amount of light that it puts out. So,
will they have replacement lights, you think?
I'm sure they probably will. But 35,000 hours is going to take a long
time. Has left the conference.
Sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it is. Well, if you'd heard Reed last night on his dissertation of it, he read a whole page that he's going to get copied that the company put out. And everybody's sitting there saying, we can say that. Well, they're just giving the science behind it. They're not saying our product does that. Put it on mute if it's...
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's hard to hear. Not a problem. Reed gave a good amount of information last night, similar to what Dennis did, but he was reading a whole two-page paper of science behind it. He says go to Lieberman's site because it was research that he had done or put together, I don't know, or at least accumulated.
Who's Lieberman?
That was the speaker that was down at the convention. I don't remember his first name. And I didn't write down the exact spelling, but I think it's Lieberman. Google it or...
Jacob Lieberman.
Jacob Lieberman, thank you.
And there is another one there that's a young guy. It's not him. He's an older gentleman.
Have you Googled for his information?
I have a little bit, but I just kind of poked around a little bit. I haven't read anything yet. But you can search his name, and you can read the, it'll say something about light, about full spectrum lighting and that kind of thing.
And they call a lot of the other ones full spectrum, too, because Reed was talking about that last night. But it's not, they're not the same. There's differences in how they're put together and, you know, what amount they do. There's a whole science behind that part of it, too. So it's not, like, all magnets aren't equal. Not all full spectrum is meaning the same thing, either. So, yes. Another part. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
There was something on the Today Show this morning about losing weight and some of the things, the false image, the false ideas that we have. One is, well, not a false idea, but you need to. The truth is, you need to eat fat to lose fat, and obviously they're not talking about saturated. The MUFAs help prevent belly fat. You can get it through flax or walnuts or nuts. She suggests sprinkling it on your cereal. Sleep. If you get fewer than 7 hours, like 6 hours, I think you're like 26% chance or whatever likelihood of gaining weight. If you get fewer than 6 hours, you have a 50% chance of gaining weight. Because when you don't sleep, you increase your ghrelin. Is that the one that makes you hungry? But if you do get at least 7 hours of sleep, it increases the one that makes that reduces your cravings, which I thought was very interesting.
Yes.
Oh, and she said calcium, of course. She said eat cheese, and I kind of straightened up for that one. But then she mentioned calcium helps. You know, there's been pro and cons on whether you should be eating dairy to lose weight, and it's obviously the calcium in it that does help you get rid of some pounds.
Well, there's a lot, there's, you know, a lot to the way the body works, that's all we can say. It's
sure.
A miraculous piece of equipment that we have created for us to use or abuse. Properly or abuse, and all I can copy is the
has arrived
is the website address. It doesn't allow me to copy anything else, so I quit on that subject.
Well, thank you. One other thing, a friend of mine, his husband was in the hospital for 8 days, very sick, and they finally determined that it could be his liver is very bad, as well as his white blood cell count, and they determined that it could be from medications that he was on, two of which, one was statins and one was prostate med, and he will never be allowed to use either of them again. And he recently had a cholesterol test, and his cholesterol was over 250, I think she said. Meanwhile, somebody he golfed with happens to be a physician, and they were golfing, and he mentioned to this guy, you know, that he's really concerned about his cholesterol because he can't go back on statins. And the doc said to him, well, you may have to become a vegetarian. And he knows what I, you know, my friend said to me, you're going to love this one. He said he may have to. I said, well, and of course my friend's husband said, I'm not going to do that. And I said to my friend, he may end up eating those words. So apparently some of the doctors realize that there are other ways besides meds to control these problems.
Well, there's Vaca
has arrived.
The awareness is coming up so much. Our newspaper yesterday, and of course I know part of it is because we have a writer for the Food Day section that is vegan, and he's interviewing a gal that has published a book that is based on the recipes that J. Paul Getty's great granddaughter is who it is, And she has, they have in the paper, 1, 2, 3 soup recipes and an article that gives question and answer, like he is actually doing it. He was doing a telephone interview. And he, at one of the questions he asked, here, let's see if I can find it really quick. He says that he was pleasantly surprised as he was going through it to find that, one, that there's a ton of soups, and he likes soups too, but a big section on soups, and that was always her highlight. Growing up, that was one of the main features of the meal was soup. And he also said, well, it looks like, well, first of all, he says it's so vegetarian or vegan friendly because there's very, most of the recipes are that, or you simply take out the cheese as a garnish. And she said the publisher did not really want to publish her book. He wanted her to keep it more broader than just, you know, vegan or vegetarian. And so she said she had to throw in some recipes that, you know, had other animal products in it. But mostly he uses the term plant-based when he's talking about also. Most of the recipes are just plant-based. And she said, well, when it came to the other ones that weren't plant-based, because that's the way, primarily the way I ate, she says, I had to go to my friends and say, will you give me some good recipes? Because she says, that's just not the way I cook. She says she doesn't call herself a vegetarian or a vegan. She calls herself a flexitarian. And so I thought that was another good word if somebody wants to argue about points. But one of them is a cashew and carrot soup with parsley oil.
Parsley oil.
Kind of like a meat. And then there's another one that's made, that parsley oil is like a pesto, or that was where the idea came from. It's stirred in, some of it's stirred into it, and some of it's just used for garnish or added flavor if you want it that's dripped over the top of it. Another one is hearty miso soup, and then saffron cauliflower soup. And I mentioned the saffron once before, and I'll do it again, that if you look in the traditional stores for saffron, you'll get, you know, a few threads for $6 to $10. If you go to a Mediterranean market, you can buy it by the pound or the ounce, and it's very reasonable.
Rebecca has left the conference.
With a Mediterranean market that adjoined one of the restaurants that I like here in our area. So it makes it, you know, doable that way. You've got something to show for what you've spent.
The couple that I did a presentation for Sunday, and I was telling you that I made the potato soup. Well, I got an email from her today saying, you know, she's been trying to get her husband more on the plant-based eating. And I guess after my soup and everything, he was even open to have turkey yesterday. He's turning around. Oh, and the other thing, I went and had a breast exam yesterday. And I remember Dr. It's funny because I remember Dr. Oz saying to watch out for your thyroid, make sure that you have a protector on your thyroid. And I asked for it, and the woman says, well, it's out in the thing. I said, well, I still want it. So she went out and got it, and I had that done. So.
For your mammogram?
That's odd.
Huh? For your mammogram to protect your thyroid?
Well, I thought I heard Dr. Ross at one of his programs say that you should really protect your thyroid with the radiation.
From a mammogram?
Well, I thought it was a mammogram. I didn't care.
He had a session on mammograms. I haven't viewed it yet, but I saw it when I was recording it off onto a CD, or DVD, excuse me, just the title and his comments. And it was alternatives other than mammograms, not to use mammograms. He also mentioned he would refuse to go through the scanner. They can do a body, another way is doing a search at an airport. He says, I wouldn't walk through the scanners. Or he says there's alternatives to walking through the scanners. There's no reason to get more of those rays than absolutely necessary.
Absolutely. Did anybody see the program that he was talking about? I mean, they had a gynecologist on there, and things, you know, things about things that a gynecologist uses or won't have done because it's
the secret.
You know,
did you see that one?
Yeah. I know. I'm kind of behind watching him.
Me too.
And I thought that was awesome, especially I'm trying to. I had a point. I didn't have a point when I started talking. Yeah, I'm climbing up this hill. let's see what's up with this.
This is Anita. He talked about dental X-rays and also mammograms, and I had a mammogram yesterday too, and the gal said that they didn't have anything like that to cover the thyroid.
Oh, really? They do. It looks like a little tiny apron that you wear on your, you know, when you wear around your waist. It looks just like that, except it's very small.
Yeah.
They do.
This gal
did. She probably did.